Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say that every week. I know. It's, some of you go like, my God, why do you keep repeating it? Well, I'll let you figure that one out. I keep repeating it basically because, you know, people don't hop on. And do what they're supposed to be doing. Get informed, get engaged, and then start going on it. Or going on with your issue. Talk to the people that you know you can reach. Talk to the people that you can actually make a difference with. But don't be that guy that's, you know, giving out misinformation. You may not even be doing it on purpose. I'm okay with that. I mean, people do things that they want to do because they try to do the right thing. They're trying to make a difference. I get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I know that we've talked about this in California, the laws. It's funny, sitting with a bunch of people today that actually pay attention to this stuff, and we were talking about some of the laws in California that now have gone into effect, if you would. And this is why the left doesn't really, they don't understand why we think they're nuts. You got a 2-year-old. The mom of, and we're going to talk about this with Rick Amato when he joins us. You got the mother of a 2-year-old has decided that the 2-year-old is transgender. Are you hearing me? The 2-year-old. And they wonder why we think they're really whacked people. Did the 2-year-old write a note? The 2-year-old say, hey, listen, I'm not really happy with this body. Let's start now and see what happens. And then, and again, I'm going to say it again. They wonder why we think they're a whacked group of people. They're going to go. She's going to go. It's the mom, not the dad. He's now not allowed to see the child. But she's going to go have that kid on hormone blockers and everything else. Things that they can't turn around. I thought they cared about the kids. I thought they said if even one child is hurt by something, anything, we have to stop doing it. Apparently, they don't mean it. And you've got countries that have, well, I've already been through this with you guys. You've got countries that have stopped doing this. We know that it's harmful at this point in time. The detransitionists are out there begging you not to do this. And yet you're still all over it. Like it's a good and noble thing to do. And the funny thing about it is they'll say, you know, you either have a dead child or you allow the child to transition. Right. Because a 2-year-old is going to commit suicide, right? A 2-year-old has the wherewithal to figure all this out. And they're going to go ahead. I'm tongue-tied because I can't believe that people with brain cells that actually work are thinking this is an okay thing to do. They will actually stick up for this person. I guarantee it. You watch. All right, all right, all right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Well, it's time for you, someone, to go out and buy a lottery ticket. That's right. We finally had a reporter ask why the DOJ charged the Biden crime family whistleblower Gal Luff for violating FARA, but spared Hunter Biden. So that person will never be allowed to go back to the White House press conference, right? I mean, seriously. Now, Jake Sullivan and Karine Jean-Pierre on Tuesday, they held a press gaggle, right, in Lithuania while Joe Biden shuffled around in the NATO summit. A reporter confronted Jake Sullivan about the DOJ's latest charges against Biden family crime family. The whistleblower, Gal Luft. The department indicted Biden corruption whistleblower Gal Luft on Monday, just 1 week after he released a video detailing criminal allegations against the Biden crime family. Thank God he has dual citizenship. Now, the thing I love about all this, too, which is great, you can see it. It's all over them. They are nervous about this guy, knowing the paperwork he has, knowing what he has to deal with. They know what he could be doing. They know what he can make happen. Now, again, I talked about this the other night. I don't need to talk about it again. But you know that the only reason they're going after him is because he has information, concrete evidence on the Bidens. And yet, you don't hear it on any other channel. Not even to the point of saying, hey, this person, charges have been brought against this person. This person's been indicted. And because they don't want to bring any attention to it. The New York Post, Stephen Nelson, wanted to know why the Justice Department indicted Gall. Got no real response. Now, they tried to get him on, violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act by working without registration for a company called CEFC, China Energy. The president's son and brother work for the same firm without registration. So why are they going after him? Yeah, it's that triple standard. Well, maybe we'll ask Rick Amato on that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's one of the few guys in the business that really cares about, you know, conservative issues. He puts his money where his mouth is. And on top of all of that, he's making it easier for guys like me to be able to make money online, you know, where Twitter and Facebook and others have kind of blocked us from getting any kind of traction in that area. But I don't want you to do something for nothing. So if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off, like pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, comforters, all kinds of stuff. Do a little old-fashioned window shopping. You know, when you throw the stuff in your cart, use promo code Joe. You'll see exactly what you're going to pay for it, and you're going to see a great discount. Promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Let's support somebody. Stop supporting those places that can't stand you, that spend money on all the issues that you are against, or give money to all the issues that you are against. Anyway, let me bring him on. Rick Abano joins me, as he does pretty much every week. Always appreciate his time with me as well. And Rick, thanks for being with me. A lot of stuff happening in the news over the weekend, and even last week. It was, you know, I have a pet peeve, Rick, about the 4th of July. You're probably going to laugh.
What is that?
You're going to laugh at me, but, you know, everybody says happy 4th, right? And I always say, right, every month has a 4th in it. Don't belittle it and not make it special. It's Independence Day. It's America's birthday. Saying happy 4th is just like, okay, well, next month I'll catch up and give you happy 4th again. But that's just the Joe Messina thing. What can I tell you? I'm splitting hairs here, right?
Well, what's ironic is I ran into someone over the weekend who said the same thing. Don't call it the 4th, call it Independence Day. And I was like, okay.
See? There's a couple of us that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah.
You and I had discussed this earlier, but did you catch last week Ben and Jerry, their founder, saying that you really shouldn't celebrate the 4th, and we need to give the land back to the Indians or Native Americans that we stole it from, you know, because we bought none of it. We didn't win any of it in a war or anything like that. We stole it all. Did you catch that last week?
Yeah, I saw that story, absolutely.
Okay, so today I haven't had a chance to totally check it out yet. But apparently there's a tribe that called their bluff, because their corporate headquarters is actually sitting on land, part of land, that was actually stolen from an Indian tribe.
Yeah, and they're calling for a meeting to have their land given back to them. with Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I've been searching for Ben and Jerry's response. Have you found that yet?
There's been no response, and the left, the mainstream media, left-wing media, mainstream media, all the same thing,
yeah,
has been silent on this. Now, just imagine, just for a moment, what if a Trump hotel was built on Indian land and the Indian tribe asked for it to come back. Imagine the media coverage. The media has been silent. And Ben and Jerry's has been silent. So my hunch is that they're playing a game that it'll blow away and go away, and so be it. But if it doesn't just blow away and go away, then I think they're going to try and turn the tables, and they being the media and Ben and Jerry's, and make this look crazy somehow. It reminds me, what's the movie with the religious movie that's out that is...
Well, I don't know if it's religious. You mean The Sound of Freedom?
Sound of Freedom, yeah.
Yeah.
I say religious because of the main character.
Right.
Played Jesus in The Passion of Christ. Look, The Sound of Freedom. I know it sounds like I'm changing the subject, but I'm not. The Sound of Freedom, as we all know, has had tremendous box office success,
right,
performed a couple of big movies. And now what the media is saying is, well, you know, the main character in that movie that's being portrayed is a QAnon believer.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to diminish and destroy the credibility of the movie and its success. And I expect that same type of strategy, I'm not saying QAnon specifically, but that same type of strategy to be employed here if this story continues to get legs.
Oh, I totally agree with you. No question about it, especially the fact that even, and you know, they're kind of touting another movie that was released over the weekend. I can't think of that, kind of a demonic thing that opened at $61 million. You know, they were losing with the Indiana Jones opening. And
yeah.
What was it? It's over this Sound of Freedom opened with over $40 million. But I think that what's going on here, it was a limited opening, right?
Yeah.
Limited theaters carried it. And a lot of theaters wouldn't carry it at all. But so again, you read between the lines, you look at the real numbers, like I tell people to do, and this was equivalent to a blockbuster, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. But it's just
what's happening is mainstream media is not covering it. Oh, I take that back. They are covering it, but they are trying to destroy the credibility of the movie screen creators. Don't take it seriously. Talk about sex trafficking, right? Don't take it seriously that the guy in it who's the main character is a QAnon believer. So,
right.
But everybody move along and nothing to see here.
Well,
I'm thankful.
Yeah. What I think is really interesting at this point, though, again, the dollar amounts that came through, right? And when you look at what it's all about, if this movie, and what we've heard, I don't know how long you've been following it, but there still is an organization called Zoe, and they go out and find kids that have been trafficked, not big numbers, but they find kids that have been trafficked, and then they find them homes where they find them places where they can be safe from this kind of thing. And you've been watching it. In Trump's first year, he was finding hundreds of these kids coming into ports all around the country. He'd given the government orders to go do that. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, you almost heard nothing when Biden came in. If this is true, and I believe it is, but if this is true and the movie is true and what it puts out there is true, you're going to have a lot of prominent people sweating their brains out, aren't you?
Yeah, you could. And, yeah. Coming back to your main point, in case...
Hey, we got to go. We're going for a break. Okay. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the Joe Messina Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Tuesday higher ahead of inflation data, and stocks rose after the major averages snapped a three-day decline on Monday. Investors are anticipating Wednesday's CPI reading for June, with second quarter earnings season set to kick off on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 317 points. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Ukraine will be able to join NATO.
There are still conditions that Ukraine needs to fulfill, but it has made great progress, and alliance members will continue to support Ukraine's progress on remaining reforms.
President Biden has made clear he does not believe Ukraine should join until its war with Russia is over. Biden is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other top NATO officials at a summit in Lithuania this week. Biden, meantime, thanking Turkey's president for supporting Sweden's bid to join NATO. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, again, I got to tell you guys, I live in California. I haven't figured out why yet, why I stay here, because it's getting worse and worse and worse here. And, again, the laws that are being passed, the maniacs, I am going to be rude. The mental incompetence up in Sacramento, who actually believe some of these laws that they're passing. And when I say that, you know, I say that with a smile on my face, because I tell you what, you can't believe it. It's got to be me. Maybe I'm doing too many drugs and it's not real. Seriously. Some of the stuff they turn it down, some of the stuff that they agree on and or vote for. And we'll deal more with this in a little bit, but this is just nuts. Anyhow, Rick Amato joins me to discuss, well, the issues of the day. We got some pretty good ones now, right now. And he's a political commentator, a syndicated newsletter columnist. He's also the host of Politics of Profits with Rick Amato. And you can find that on YourAmericaTV.com. Rick, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Sounds good, Joe. Lost my voice there for a second. Sorry.
I know some people wish I'd lose mine more often. All right. You did a great interview here recently on a dad whose two-year-old was being transitioned by his mom without, you know, his knowledge. And now that they're headed into a divorce or a separation situation, he's not even allowed to see the kid. I mean, we're talking to two-year-old people here, right? Did I have the story right?
Yeah, let me add the details. It's a tragic story. It's heartbreaking. He's from Pasadena, kind of your backyard, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Not far from where you are there. Adam Vina, he works for the County of Los Angeles as a trash collector. Adam and his girlfriend, wasn't his wife, Adam and his girlfriend had a baby boy. When the boy was two, Adam and his girlfriend broke up, and then they split custody 50-50.
Right.
When the son, his name is Aiden, when the two-year-old son became three, the father, Adam Vina, learned from his son that his mother had been grooming him for the past year to become a girl. He said, "Dad, Mom bought me a pink dress. I wear it when I'm at her house, and she calls me Violet instead of Aiden." So the mom began grooming the two-year-old son without the father's knowledge. The boy becomes three. The father finds out, and naturally the father, as any other normal person, whether this happened to a mother or a father, it's irrelevant. Wow. The father is concerned. He's concerned. He's upset. He's emotionally shaken. He starts calling the mother. She doesn't answer. He leaves voice messages. Nothing, you know, in terms of threatening or anything, but along the lines of knock it off. He's a boy. Knock it off. He sends text messages. She doesn't respond. She then takes him to a doctor. Get this, Joe. And the doctor diagnoses the now three-year-old boy as being gender curious.
Oh,
I never knew there was such a thing. And the father's upset. He's hurt, and he's concerned. And now the mother goes out and gets a lawyer. It's Pasadena, California, AB 957. Look that up, folks. AB 957.
Could tell people. I know what it is. You tell people what it is.
I can tell you how it fit here. It prevents a parent from questioning their child's gender identity if that child is going through a transition. And in this instance, because of AB 957, because he had been diagnosed with gender curiosity, the mother successfully, legally stopped. Prevented the father from visiting his son without someone being present. He's lost custodianship. This interview is on my website at youramericatv.com.
Now, go ahead, keep going. Now I want you to talk more about it. I want to know. This is something people think they hear it and they don't really believe it, and they think we're just nuts over here. But tell people, you know, again, some of the you got to interview him. Tell him some of the stuff he's going through.
Yeah, well, and I will say, to a certain degree, I previously fit in the category you described. Yeah, I have read these stories and I heard them. You know, there must be a backstory. Must be extra. No. The boy just turned 5 2 weeks ago. The father is emotionally broken down. The son is attending a school, a public school as a girl. I don't know if it's public or not, but he's attending school as a girl. He's being, his pronouns are she and her. And the father is afraid that it's too late. Now, I will tell you, I found the potential attorney for the father. I say potential because I have to go through the ground. I'll tell you who it is, because he's a guest on your show after me, Brad Dacus.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah. Now, Brad hasn't said that they're 100% can take it on, but they're doing investigative work right now. But Brad is disgusted by it. I called Adam, the father. Just let him know that I got someone to introduce him to, an attorney. Just the next day after I interviewed him, Joe, last Friday.
Yeah.
On the phone, Adam broke down and started crying. He started crying. He said, Rick, I'm crying for two reasons. He didn't tell me he was crying, but I could hear him. He says, I'm emotionally shaken for two reasons. Number one, the fact that you interviewed me tells me that there's people out there besides me who care. And just being interviewed means a lot to me, and that's why I'm crying. Secondly, it's because you've gone out and found a potential attorney. I'm going to call him as soon as we hang up, and that's why I'm emotionally shaken. He was crying hard.
Wow.
And, yeah, and we were on the phone for about 10, maybe 15 minutes, and I'd say he was crying the whole time. Caught me by surprise.
Well, you know, the guys, I mean, interrupt you for a second, men have always been on the short end of the stick when it comes to this stuff. We lose total rights to those kids, you know. If the mom wants to abort the kid once she finds out she's pregnant, she's got total control. If she has the baby, you know, dad's under the gun to pay all the bills or pay whatever bills are available or he can. And on top of all of that, he's got no say in medical care or anything else. It really is disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you're right. You nailed the big picture. Absolutely.
Yep.
I ask this rhetorically of your audience and of you, who in their right mind would ever assume that a parent, mother, father, doesn't matter, that a parent could start grooming their infant, I mean, 2 years old is an infant, to a different gender without the approval or even the knowledge of the other parent? Who in their right mind would think that was possible? It is possible in California, unfortunately. And on top of that, you mentioned woke at the outset of the show. This falls under the woke category. And then, again, the question is rhetorical. All right, so a parent gets discovered transitioning their infant to a different gender without notifying the other parent. They get discovered.
Right.
Who in their right mind would have ever guessed that that parent now can get legal action against the objecting parent, against the parent who says, yep, I never knew with this, I don't agree with it.
Hey, we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Rick Amato when we return.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. It's over to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Let me bring it back on. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time, his viewpoint on some of these issues that come up on a pretty regular basis. Yeah, Rick, the biggest thing that bothers me in that last story is some of you have to go to the segment to get it, is legislators actually believe, and I don't even know if they believe it, I just think they hate us that much, that a two-year-old can make a decision as if they feel like a girl or a boy, when they don't even know how to spell the words, what they mean, or what that even feels like. And how does the counseling on that work? What, do they put a doll down on the floor and a gun and see which one they pick up?
Right, right. And it makes me wonder, you know, you hear about Big Pharma looking out for its own self-interest.
Yep.
Makes me wonder about the medical community here. I mean, what's a three-year-old, what's a doctor diagnosing a three-year-old boy with gender curiosity? It's big business for the medical community to have them on drugs for the rest of their life and have surgery to look different.
Yeah.
So I wonder how much they're in bet on this with the dollar bill.
Oh, you know how deep they are with this. I mean, look at somebody slipped out a recording at one of those conferences where they were talking about how much this industry got to in a relatively short period of time. And I think it was like it already reached a $3.1 billion a year business. And that was just in the surgeries. Right?
Wow.
I mean, we're talking big bucks here. So,
I'm in San Diego, as you know. And, yeah. It was about 6 months ago. There was, some sort of event for elementary school kids, not at the school, but at a public center near the school. But they had drag queen performers. But here's my point, which blew me away. But it was sponsored by a medical center in San Francisco, which does sex changes.
Shocked, I tell you. I'm shocked. God, real.
And it's just all money.
Yeah.
Which is what your point was at the $3.1 billion a year business.
I mean, when you look at these detransitioning videos, and these kids are only being sent, they're all kids. There's no adults getting sucked in by this. You know, later on in life, they decide whether they want to do this or not. But these kids are being told it's reversible. These kids are being told, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not an issue. You know, if you decide want to stop it, we can stop it any time. And you and I both know that that's nothing more than a lie. And to get away, you're talking about misinformation, Rick. I mean, seriously, some of these doctors that want to lock up for the COVID information, and yet these doctors are literally getting away with murder.
Right.
Anyway. All right, so let's get to, you know, I'm going to blow this, so I'm going to allow you to do the introduction, right? You did an interview with Patrick Byrne. He's a Trump friend, and he's the founder of Overstock.com. And he's got an inside track on these woke elites in Wall Street and in D.C. and what they're looking for.
At our website, you can see the interview, youramericatv.com. I interviewed Patrick Byrne, the founder of Overstock.com. He built it to a $2 billion company. And you know what? It comes back to our key points earlier. The left is now calling him a QAnon conspiracy theorist. And what Patrick Byrne is saying, basically, is a couple things. And we're short on time, and so I'll try and make it a quick overview. What he is saying is, let me step back. We all remember the famous quote by President Dwight D. Eisenhower when he warned of the military-industrial complex, the relationship between the Defense Department and private business, which makes weapons. We all know he warned there was a conflict of interest there.
Right.
Patrick Byrne is stating that the conflict of interest is everywhere in America's regulatory agencies. The SEC, FDA, what he's saying is if private business is showing those regulators that if you're a good regulator and you do the right thing, look the other way when you need to. Don't look the other way when you don't need to. There will be a fat job for you in the private industry when you retire from the regulation business.
Wow.
And now, again, the interviews at YourAmericaTV.com, he gave specific examples of the SEC and the FDA. And he said, you know, there's one in the SEC where there were like 65 emails that went back and forth showing that there was a conflict of interest with a lawmaker, conflict of interest with with someone in private industry running a publicly traded company, but the agents looked the other way, and there were no repercussions. And so I want to get that out there. That's a story no one is talking about. And why would the mainstream media talk about it? Because they're in on it. But they're calling him a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Right.
And he makes a great point. Maybe people know this. I'm not aware of it. He talks about the start of the Chinese communist government years ago. And what they did was they said, look, if you're from a bad family, if you're from a bad family, then you are bad. Unless, right. Now I'm switching gears a second, unless you believe in this, this, and this, then you're a good citizen. You're a good person. And he said, this is what's happening. In society in America, that you could be separated from your family and be considered, and we just heard the story of this 2-year-old son.
Right.
You could be separated from your family if you believe in transition, if you believe in extreme LGBT. And let me say this, he's not anti-gay, and nor am I, okay? He, like I, are anti-extremism. And you know, if you're pro Black Lives Matter, if you're pro transition, if you're pro extreme LGBTQ, and you come from a family that doesn't believe in that, then you could be separated from that family, and you won't be branded with that negativity.
Wow.
He is okay.
Yep.
That's a heavy story, and. If I would have heard this a year ago, I would have said, well, you know, I would have had a hard time accepting it.
Right.
But it is what we're seeing in society today. And he is saying that it's happening. The elites on Wall Street and the elites in Washington are pushing it. And the elites of Washington, and I'm changing stories a second, elites of Washington, elites in Wall Street are also the ones that have the conflict of interest with the regulatory.
There is so much money changing hands here. There's so much money to be involved. It's hard for me to believe, and I hate to say it, that the people of pseudo-integrity that we used to have running this country aren't there anymore. They could care less about the American populace as a whole. Look, I was like you in the beginning. I've been doing this show almost 15 years now. And I was like you in the beginning where I'm sitting here going, you know what, I don't believe in this deep state thing. I think the dark, you know, I just think that we have some people in there doing rotten stuff and we got to flush them out. But, you know, I learned that from watching what they did to Trump and then watching what's happening now. Oh, it's there. It's so much there now. They're in your face with it on a daily basis, right?
And it's right. And as we have spoken about, it's the law in California to separate the child from the parent if they don't believe in this.
If they don't believe that a 2-year-old wants to be a girl, you can take that child away from the one parent. It doesn't make sense. It's just pure evil. I don't know any other way to put it. It is pure evil.
It's pure evil.
Yeah,
and I know we're short on time here, but in essence, that Patrick Byrne interview and Adam Vina, the father, those stories are related without it intending to be.
Right.
If that makes
exactly.
sense.
No, you're right.
I want to get this in. The media is calling Patrick Byrne a QAnon conspiracy theorist. I keep saying it over and over. But guess what? This dude built a $2 billion company from scratch.
Yep.
He is the American dream. And I don't care how hard you work. You don't do that unless you work hard and work.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
No. You and I both done. All right. Quick. Where can people find your videos? Very quick.
YourAmericaTV.com is the easiest place to find.
Nothing like a little pressure. Joe Vecina, your host. Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. Rick, always a pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes.
All right. Joe, Brad, I said hi.